Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive towards first. Muser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to third. Cash moves to second. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball four. McAuliffe scores. Cash moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. Rodriguez scores. Brinkman moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orta moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orta moves to third. Dent moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Orta tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball towards left. Hairston settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hairston. Stanley moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson juggles the ball. That's an error on Bonson. Northrup moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards second. McAuliffe scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Sharon pinch runs for Willie Horton. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sharon moves to third. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Dick Sharon now playing right field. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orta moves to third. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sharon. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly moves to third. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. John Hiller now pitching. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Tony Muser. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Jeter pinch hits for Jorge Orta. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter strikes out. One out. Brian Downing pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.